You are listening to Christian Audio's production of It's Good to Be Queen, Becoming as Bold, Gracious, and Wise as the Queen of Sheba by Liz Curtis Higgs. This book is read by Liz Curtis Higgs. This audio recording was produced in 2015 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Recorded by arrangement with Waterbrook Press, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, LLC. Originally published in English as It's Good to Be Queen, Becoming as Bold, Gracious, and Wise as the Queen of Sheba. Copyright 2015 by Liz Curtis Higgs. All rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com, Facebook.com/ChristianAudio, or Twitter.com/ChristianAudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Tantalizing reports blow across the Arabian desert like the fragrance of cinnamon on the night wind. One man's name is on every man's lips, Solomon. He is indeed a king, but what is that to me? I am a queen in my own right, sovereign over the land of Sheba. I have lived long enough to know a crown means nothing unless the head wearing it is filled with wisdom and good judgment. My traders tell me King Solomon of Israel is worthy of his throne. He rules his people with words rather than weapons. He surrounds himself with royal daughters from many countries. And when he speaks, his words are carved on clay tablets, then fired in the hottest oven, ensuring Solomon's wisdom will outlive him. Travelers bring me his sayings written on their hearts. I confess, the man intrigues me. How has he learned these truths? Who is his teacher? His father David was not only a warrior and a king, he was also a poet, a writer of many words. But Solomon's chroniclers say he surpasses David in wisdom. I should be intimidated by this sovereign from the north. Instead, the breadth of his knowledge inspires me. A crescent moon hangs above my palace in Marib as I smooth out a papyrus scroll. It is time I examined my own store of wisdom, plumbing the depths of all I have learned as queen. Will my thoughts travel beyond the sea of reeds as Solomon's have? None can say. But if you choose to read them, that will more than suffice. And if I may test you with questions, so much the better. Whenever we seek answers, we grow. Sheba. 1. It's good to be bold. When the Queen of Sheba heard about the fame of Solomon and his relationship to the Lord, she came to test Solomon with hard questions. 1 Kings 10:1. Queen Esther is easy to love. Queen Jezebel is easy to loathe. But the Queen of Sheba, she wins my vote as one of the most fascinating rulers in biblical history and one of the most infamous. Anytime my mother wanted to put me in my place, let's say I was flouncing around the kitchen in some dime store costume, wearing borrowed makeup and putting on airs, she shot me a stern look, one eyebrow arched. Who do you think you are? The Queen of Sheba? If she meant to scold me, it didn't work. Sorry, Mom. Being the Queen of Sheba sounded positively delicious. Having watched Gina Lollobrigida turn up the heat in MGM's Solomon and Sheba, I knew the score. Sheba was Delilah, Nefertiti, and Cleopatra all rolled into one. An exotic beauty from a foreign land with wealth, power, and sex appeal beyond anything this small-town girl could fathom. Is that how you imagined her, too? Then it's time to meet the real Queen of Sheba. A leader of uncommon boldness and vision, she traveled from the ends of the earth to seek wisdom. While many foreign princes visited Solomon, no other ruler merits the same attention as Sheba does. Her search for truth is one of the many reasons this ancient queen serves as a modern role model. True, at the start of things, she was a pagan queen, yet she prized wisdom above power. When a smart woman...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?